Unit 3, Test 1. Number 1.
Excuse me, when does the 7:15 bus arrive?
It's been delayed 2 hours because a bridge was broken. Question, what do we learn from this conversation? Number 2. Have you bought your books yet?
I got my English book, but the math and history books were sold out. We don't have a book for my music course.
Question, which book has the woman bought?
Number 3. Would you like to see a menu?
No, thank you. I already know what I want to order. Question, what is the probable relationship between the two speakers?
Number 4. If I were you, I'd be more careful about locking the back door at night.
Don't worry, no one will break in. Question, what does the woman think will happen? Number 5. Let's go to the movies after dinner.
Well, I'll go if you really want to, but I'm a little bit tired.
Question, what conclusion does the woman want us to make from her statement?
Number 6. How did you and your dad like the football game yesterday?
Oh, they played so poorly that we left at the halftime. Question, how did the man and his father feel about the football game?
Number 7. Didn't you go to the meeting last night either?
No, I had a slight headache. Question, what do we understand from this conversation?
Number 8. This is the third time you've been late this week, Robert. You'll have to do better than that, or I might find it necessary to let you go.
I'm sorry. It won't happen again. Question, who spoke to Robert? Number 9. Your new dresses are beautiful. Where did you find them?
I bought 3 of them at Mary's, but the other 2 came from Nancy's.
Question, how many dresses did the woman buy? Number 10. I'm going to visit my brother in Seattle. I told him to meet me at the airport at 5. I can almost see the city from here.
Seattle is a nice place. I hope you'll enjoy your stay there.
Question, how are they traveling? Test 2, Section 1.
It was 1504 and Columbus was making another trip to the New World. Columbus and his men needed fresh food and water after 3 months. They saw an island and went on shore. On the island there were unfriendly Indians who refused to give food to them. Columbus's men were afraid of the Indians, but he had a clever plan. He used sign languages to tell the Indians about his power to turn off the light in the sky. He knew about a lunar eclipse. The next night, Columbus told the Indians, "Tomorrow night I'll turn off the light in the sky," but they didn't believe him. When the eclipse began the next night, the Indians became very frightened. They begged Columbus to turn the light on again, and they quickly gave him all the food and water he wanted. Without any delay, Columbus and his men hurried back to the ship and sailed away in the moonless night. It was 1504 and Columbus was making another trip to the New World. Columbus and his men needed fresh food and water after 3 months. They saw an island and went on shore. On the island there were unfriendly Indians who refused to give food to them. Columbus's men were afraid of the Indians, but he had a clever plan. He used sign languages to tell the Indians about his power to turn off the light in the sky. He knew about a lunar eclipse. The next night, Columbus told the Indians, "Tomorrow night I'll turn off the light in the sky," but they didn't believe him. When the eclipse began the next night, the Indians became very frightened. They begged Columbus to turn the light on again, and they quickly gave him all the food and water he wanted. Without any delay, Columbus and his men hurried back to the ship and sailed away in the moonless night.
Section 2. When white men first came to the Pacific Islands, they found that bright warm days followed clear cool nights, and that the people living there were like happy children. They were tall men and beautiful women who seemed not to have a care in the world. Coconut palms and breadfruit trees grew at the doors of their houses. The ocean was filled with turtles and fish ready for the net. The islanders had little need for clothing. There was almost no disease. Cruel and bloody wars sometimes broke out between neighboring groups of people, and canoe attacks were sometimes made on nearby islands where the strong fighters enjoyed fighting. Many of the islanders were cannibals, who cooked and ate the enemies they killed. This was part of their law and religion. These cruel people, however, were usually friendly, polite, and hospitable. Some of the early explorers were so interested in the Pacific Islands that they never returned to their own countries. They preferred to stay. When white men first came to the Pacific Islands, they found that bright warm days followed clear cool nights, and that the people living there were like happy children. They were tall men and beautiful women who seemed not to have a care in the world. Coconut palms and breadfruit trees grew at the doors of their houses. The ocean was filled with turtles and fish ready for the net. The islanders had little need for clothing. There was almost no disease. Cruel and bloody wars sometimes broke out between neighboring groups of people, and canoe attacks were sometimes made on nearby islands where the strong fighters enjoyed fighting. Many of the islanders were cannibals, who cooked and ate the enemies they killed. This was part of their law and religion. These cruel people, however, were usually friendly, polite, and hospitable. Some of the early explorers were so interested in the Pacific Islands that they never returned to their own countries. They preferred to stay. Questions. Number 12. What is the weather like on the Pacific Islands?
Number 13. What were the people living on the Pacific Islands like?
Number 14. What were probably their staple food?
Number 15. How did people of neighboring groups get along with each other?
Number 16. Why did the islanders cook and eat the enemies they killed?
Number 17. Why did some of the early explorers prefer to stay there?
Section 3.
The Dutch were the first Europeans to visit Australia. They discovered it while making their journeys between the Netherlands and the island of Java, a Dutch colony in Southeast Asia. Ships sailing from the Netherlands to Java used to go around the southern tip of Africa, the Cape of Good Hope, and then sailed across the Indian Ocean with the westerly winds. Any navigator sailing too far east before turning north towards Java found themselves on the west coast of Australia. They later gave the name New Holland to this western part of the continent. The Dutch were the first Europeans to visit Australia. They discovered it while making their journeys between the Netherlands and the island of Java, a Dutch colony in Southeast Asia. Ships sailing from the Netherlands to Java used to go around the southern tip of Africa, the Cape of Good Hope, and then sailed across the Indian Ocean with the westerly winds. Any navigator sailing too far east before turning north towards Java found themselves on the west coast of Australia. They later gave the name New Holland to this western part of the continent.